Well, some dance sounds to perk you up on your drive home this Tuesday evening. Plus, a stimulating chat with Rajiv Chandrasekhar, MP and technology entrepreneur out of Bengaluru, who has been actively championing for net neutrality with TRI. Net neutrality is the current hot topic that's gotten everyone riled up. More on the subject and how it's going to affect each and every one of our netizens. It's back to our chat. Radio 1. Now, interestingly, you were also in the telecom sector. You launched India's first mobile service provider, BPL Mobile, in Mumbai way back then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so you would have an understanding of the way the telecom industry works, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can read a lot in that laugh there. But what are the telecom companies wanting specifically that will threaten net neutrality today?
There is a bit of a tragic thing in this, because I think telecom companies have done very well by the country. They have served the country well. They've created infrastructure all around the country. But what they're doing now is try and create a stranglehold on the internet. They are trying to go from being access providers to trying to influence and control the net. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I know the internet was never meant to be controlled by anybody.
Right.
It is a collaborative platform where consumers, rich, poor, small, big, all are pretty much democratically have the same right to access the net.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a contradiction where an access provider or a telecom company is trying to play big brother.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, influence the choices that you and I want to make on the net in terms of the content and in terms of where we go on the net.
Yeah. Well, they obviously want to make more money, but aren't they making enough? You know, they say like WhatsApp is free. I think it's brilliant, but we're still paying for bandwidth. I mean, you know, consumers pay a service provider for a data access service, you know. So.
Absolutely. And I think this is where the power of the consumer is now manifesting itself. And the, one of the reasons that I'm very excited about what is happening is, it is for the first time that there is such mass mobilization of consumers.
Right.
And the consumers are now telling the government and the regulators, saying that the policies that are being made by the government ought to keeping consumers in mind,
mm-hmm.
not just about the investors in the telecom mm-hmm. company. And I think that is the real good news here, that consumers are pushing back and saying, look, telecom companies, you are allowed to make your money, but you will not make your money at our cost and our right to choose and
basically
have our right to.
Yeah, I was very impressed, like you, you know, the online campaign that started over the weekend in response to this whole consultation paper by Trey on regulating their OTT or over-the-top services like WhatsApp and Skype.
Right.
1.59 lakh netizens signed this online petition, and you know, equivalent amount emails were being sent in support of net neutrality. So people are obviously, you know, sitting up and taking notice. And in fact, today you have the telecom minister who tweeted. He said, "The internet belongs to entire humanity and not to a few."
I think, Erica, the government is hearing the voice of the consumers loud and clear. It is absolutely deafening. It's impossible to ignore the decibel levels of these 3.5 lakh consumers who have in the last 8 days written to the TRI is unstoppable. So I am actually very confident that we will get the internet that we deserve. We will be able to protect net neutrality. You know, while there will still be efforts on the side and the edges by some telecom companies to continue to influence, control, throttle, monopolize, I think this has demonstrated the power of the consumers once and for all.
Well, you know, I still have more questions, so do stay with us, Rajiv. We've got to bring our hit list back up. It's King Kunta next with Kendrick Lamar.